Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. Ever feel like you're constantly dodging curveballs? Like one minute you're crushing it, the next minute you're sprawled on the ground wondering what just hit you. Yeah, me too. We've all been there. Life throws us curveballs big and small, and sometimes those setbacks can knock us off our feet. But here's the thing. It's not about avoiding those curveballs entirely. It's about learning to build resilience to bounce back stronger than ever. That's what we're diving into today on The Stoic Life. We're talking about turning those setbacks into stepping stones, building that mental muscle that helps you face challenges head-on, and coming out the other side feeling like a total badass. Trust me, this stuff isn't just some fluffy self-help jargon. It's practical, it's powerful, and it can genuinely change your life. So, what are some key takeaways from all the wise minds who have figured this resilience thing out? Buckle up, because we're about to break it down. Number 1. Reframe your perspective. Think of setbacks as opportunities for growth. Seriously, it's like a mental upgrade. When things don't go our way, it's easy to spiral into negativity. But what if you looked at that situation as a chance to learn, adapt, and become even stronger? Remember that time you bombed a presentation? Yeah, it was awful at the moment, but now you've got killer public speaking skill because you faced your fear head on. Growth. Number 2. Control what you can, let go of what you can't. We all want to control everything in our lives, right? But the truth is, there are a ton of things outside of our realm of influence: traffic jams, weather forecasts, or annoying neighbors' choice of music. Seriously, what is that? Focusing on those things just adds unnecessary stress. Instead, channel your energy into what you can actually control. Your thoughts, your actions, your reactions. It's like choosing to be a stoic warrior instead of getting dragged down by the chaos around you. Number 3. Practice self-compassion. This one's huge. We beat ourselves up way too hard when things go wrong. I mess up, I'm not good enough, all that negative self-talk, stop it. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a good friend who's going through a tough time. Everyone makes mistakes, everyone stumbles. It's part of the human experience. So, dust yourself off, learn from it, and keep moving forward. Number 4. Build your support system. You're not alone in this journey. Surround yourself with people who lift you up, inspire you, and offer a listening ear when you need it. Talk to friends, family, mentors, anyone who can provide that much-needed dose of encouragement and perspective. And don't underestimate the power of connecting with others who are going through similar challenges. Sharing your experiences can be incredibly therapeutic and remind you that you are not the only one facing these hurdles. Number 5. Celebrate your wins big and small. It's easy to get caught up in chasing the next goal, but remember to take a moment to acknowledge your accomplishments along the way. Finished that project. Nailed that presentation. Had a good conversation with someone who was being difficult. Give yourself a high five, order that fancy latte, or do whatever makes you feel good. Celebrating your wins keeps you motivated and reminds you of how far you've come. Okay, let's talk about this in real life. Think about the last time you faced a significant setback. Maybe it was failing an exam, getting passed over for promotion, or having a relationship end. How did you react? Did you crumble under pressure? Or did you dust yourself off, learn from the experience, and come back stronger? If you found yourself spiraling into negativity, that's totally understandable. We all have those moments. But remember what we talked about. Reframe your perspective, control what you can, practice self-compassion, build your support system, and celebrate your wins. So, what are you waiting for? Go out there and build that resilience muscle. Remember, setbacks are inevitable, but they don't have to define you. You are capable of overcoming any obstacle life throws your way. And trust me, when you do, the feeling of accomplishment is absolutely incredible. Ready to level up? Share this episode with someone who needs a dose of stoic wisdom, leave a review so we can keep spreading the good vibes, and join us tomorrow for another deep dive into the stoic life. Until then, stay strong, stay positive, and never stop growing.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.